for 12 years, we've been focusing on the question of, you know, what does it mean as women increasingly gain power? How can we change actually how power operates in the world? How does power move from being, you know, a force of domination to a force of cooperation? What would that really look like? And every year that we've had the conference, the question of men comes up. Like, we know that this is something we can't do alone. But it's been important for women in the sort of historical arc of gaining our own independence, to have these spaces by ourselves to talk about what it's been like, what our experiences have been like. But meanwhile, we've had, you know, incredible brothers, fathers, sons, partners. And I think that we have gained sort of enough freedom and enough strength and enough independence that we're ready now to begin the very important conversation of how do we move beyond the polarization and how do we live in a more interdependent, full relationship with men, and how is it that gender roles really constrain men's lives and the suffering that men have to live with based on these very, very rigid role, definitions of masculinity. And Michael was the first person we invited because he's been at this work of thinking about these questions for men for a very, very long time. So we were thrilled that he was going to join us, and I'd pass the conversation over to him.
Yes, Michael. So your reaction to, you know, this is the year to start this conversation, the next conversation, as it were.
Yeah, I think we're ready to have this conversation. I think that there's several different areas around this. I mean, on the one hand, I think that while the conversation among women and among women alone about questions of empowerment, and support have been really important and ought to continue, I also think that we've begun to recognize that the gender revolution, if it stalled at all, it is because there's not been a comparable engagement on the part of men. So this is a conversation that is sorely needed. At the same time, I would underscore that women's support of each other is vital, and the missing conversation from my mind is that men need to learn how to support each other and to challenge each other. So what I would say in summary is really very simple. We cannot empower women and girls unless we engage men and boys. It's just that simple.
One of the big points that Michael makes and other men who are in this work is that advocating for women's equality, for gender equality, benefits men directly. A man who lives in a family with daughters, sisters, mother, woman, you know, wife, partner, whatever the family configuration is, that family unit, that community, that state, that country is such a richer, stronger place if the women in it are fully empowered legally, economically, creatively. And men have every interest in releasing themselves from the burden of only being, you know, this rigid definition of what is masculinity and kind of living between these thin lines of what it means to be a man. And I think, Michael, you've done some amazing work of really defining what that man box looks like. And I think it would be great if you could just share a little bit of that.
Sure. I have basically made my career in attempting to engage men to support gender equality. And men tend to relate to gender equality or the idea of women's empowerment as if it had nothing to do with them. And if you ask men, do you support gender equality? Most men will say yes. If you ask them, if you were to take the word feminism and you were to make it into 10 policy initiatives, most men would support all 10 of them. But if you ask them if they're feminists or if they support feminism, like, nobody would say that. So my brief, in a sense, has been to engage men by saying, not only is this the right thing to do, not only is it inevitable, not only does the arc of history always point toward greater justice, but it is in your interest to do so. You will have much better relationships with your friends, with your partners, with your wives, with your children, in your relationship to yourself at work, at home, in recreation. You'll live longer. You'll live healthier. There's tons of evidence for this. So I want to make the argument to men that it is in your interest to support gender equality. Not simply because it's right and fair and good, but because you will actually live a better life.
Is being a feminist necessary to that?
I think feminism gets a bad rap because we associate it with all kinds of sort of negative stereotypes. I think being a feminist simply means being for women's equality. And sure, it recognizes that there's inequality. You know, to support feminism, really, Allison, think about it. To support feminism as a word, as an idea, you really need to do just two things. First, you need to observe the world, and you need to say, you know what, in this world, women and men are not equal. That's all, that observation. And then the second is a moral position, and they should be. And anyone, I believe, who says, in this world, women and men are not equal, and they should be, supports feminism.